This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Mexico's president responded to President Donald Trump's tariff threats with caution Friday, urging dialogue over what he called coercive measures in the latest conflict between the two countries' migration policies. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president says he'll put escalating tariffs on all Mexican imports starting next week unless Mexico does more to stop Central American migrants heading for the U.S. He says that would also stop the drug flow and warns Mexico American companies will start coming back home to avoid paying the tariffs. Asked what Mexico can do to stave off the import duties, Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it could stop and send home the migrants.
That would be a very big first step.
The president has backed off past demands to Mexico, such as when he threatened to close the southern border 2 months ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Americans will likely feel the effect of the tax that President Trump says the U.S. will impose on goods from Mexico. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports everything from tomatoes to tequilas to trucks could be more expensive.
At least three things Americans really like will almost certainly cost more if President Trump goes through with his plan to tax imports from Mexico. Food, beer, and SUVs. That trip to Chipotle and the Chevy Blazer you're planning to buy? Pricier. The SUVs made in Mexico. The tomatoes and avocados many of us eat come from Mexico, too. Chipotle shares fell before the market opened Friday morning. GM got hammered, too. It makes pickups and SUVs in Mexico and imports more vehicles than any other American automaker. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are touting a measurable decrease in the number of U.S. troops in Syria, though they continue to refuse to say just how many remain in the country. The director of the Pentagon's Defeat IS Task Force, Chris Meyer, told reporters late Thursday that U.S. force numbers will continue to draw down as conditions continue to, we hope, improve. Meyer's comments came just over a week after the U.S. Special Representative for Syria, Ambassador James Jeffrey, told lawmakers the number of troops in Syria was considerably fewer than it was in December, when President Donald Trump first announced forces there would be coming home. Pentagon officials say they continue to operate in Syria without any set timeline for pulling out remaining troops, saying the drawdown remains dependent on conditions on the ground. The UN Refugee Agency says it has evacuated 149 refugees and asylum seekers from the Libyan capital of Tripoli and brought them to safety in Italy. UNHCR transported the evacuees to a site near Rome. They came from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and Ethiopia and included 65 children, 13 of which were younger than a year old. The refugee agency said the evacuees had spent months in grave conditions in detention centers in Tripoli. The UNHCR chief of mission in Libya, Jean-Paul Cavalieri, said that many of those evacuated Thursday suffered from malnourishment. The evacuation followed another one week earlier, in which 62 urban refugees from Syria, Sudan, and Somalia were transferred from Tripoli to the UNHCR's Emergency Transit Center in Timișoara, Romania. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack Friday targeted a foreign military convoy in Kabul, killing at least four Afghan civilians and wounding four American soldiers. The U.S. military confirmed the attack, and the Taliban took responsibility for the bombing on a busy road linking Kabul to the eastern city of Jalalabad. The French automaker Renault says its board will meet to vote on a possible merger with Fiat Chrysler. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakali.
Fiat Chrysler has proposed to merge with Renault to create the world's third biggest automaker, worth almost $40 billion, and combine forces in the race to make electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would produce some 8.7 million vehicles a year, more than General Motors and trailing only Volkswagen and Toyota.
AP's Zaria Shakali. President Trump's threatened tariffs sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, with all three major indices in negative territory near the close. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.